There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is America Tonight. I'm Kate Delaney. Hey, everybody. Big day in and out of Washington, needless to say. Sometimes I feel like a parrot. Every day is a big day, isn't it? Leading up to some huge decisions by the Supreme Court, by the way. We'll be sitting here with bated breath. June is really the end of the line for a few things, including what's going to happen with Iran, but that's not till the end of June. In the meantime, we have this tug of war over who's leading the polls among the Republicans, and Hillary Clinton trying to defend her honor, Clinton-esque style, over the foundation and the money they're raising, and the fact that now it's been tied back to a Russian company who made a big donation, and oh yeah, Russia got some U.S. uranium, and it happened to happen when she was Secretary of State. So her daughter, who is the Veep of the foundation, pretty much says, we're gonna vow some transparency, don't you worry, while Clinton is being called by the House to testify on Benghazi and the private server and emails. So there's a lot happening with the Clintons at this point. I mean, could it be that Hillary Clinton never makes it to the finish line with the, with the Democrats, and I'm wrong, and somebody else ends up getting that sweet spot to go up against the herd? Because it really is going to be the herd with the Republicans, and no matter what Democrats end up getting into the mix, at this point, it's still Hillary's game, unless she's been trumped. Get it? If she's been trumped, that's it. I still think they find a way to dance around this. We'll see how the transparency holds up. In an effort to be transparent, the Obama administration had something to say today about a drone attack that killed an American who was an aid worker and another man from Italy. And here's what the press had to say about that.
This morning, I want to express our grief and condolences to the families of two hostages. One American, Dr. Warren Weinstein, and an Italian, Giovanni Laporto, who were tragically killed in a U.S. counterterrorism operation. Warren and Giovanni were aid workers in Pakistan, devoted to improving the lives of the Pakistani people. After Warren was abducted by Al-Qaeda in 2011, I directed my national security team to do everything possible to find him and to bring him home safely to his family. And dedicated professionals across our government worked tirelessly to do so. We also worked closely with our Italian allies on behalf of Giovanni, who was kidnapped in 2012. Since 9/11, our counterterrorism efforts have prevented terrorist attacks and saved innocent lives, both here in America and around the world. And that determination to protect innocent life only makes the loss of these two men especially painful for all of us. Based on information and intelligence we have obtained, we believe that a U.S. counterterrorism operation targeting an Al-Qaeda compound in the Afghanistan-Pakistan border region accidentally killed Warren and Giovanni this past January. Yesterday I spoke with Warren's wife, Elaine, and Prime Minister Renzi of Italy. As a husband and as a father, I cannot begin to imagine the anguish that the Weinstein and Laporto families are enduring today. I realize that there are no words that can ever equal their loss. I know that there is nothing that I can ever say or do to ease their heartache. And today I simply want to say this. as president and as commander-in-chief, and I take full responsibility for all our counterterrorism operations, including the one that inadvertently took the lives of Warren and Giovanni.
Yeah, so again, unfortunate that that happened, without a doubt. And I know a lot of people are anti-drones for reasons like that. Both those men had been hostages for quite some years, but I still think the drones are often the way to go. But what a terrible thing to have had happen for those families, without a doubt. All right, let's go to Grim. Hello, Grim. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. Sorry about that weather report, but... how do you feel about our Republicans and how they're going to lynch America?
Yeah, what's up with that?
Exactly.
The gaggle.
Now, Obama, if he, you know, really wanted to do something, he should have put handcuffs on himself, and he claimed himself to be commander-in-chief, so where's the court-martial for him to put him in Leavenworth?
Oh, that's not happening.
I know, but it's, you know, it's an attempt.
Yeah, it's an attempt for me to say that, and but yeah, you know it. You know the scoop. Come on.
That's right. I mean, a commander-in-chief, you shouldn't, you know, be, you know, apologizing for anything, really. You know, I mean, to be honest, it's a mess, ain't it, Kate?
It's a mess. You know what? It is a mess. I mean, that's the best way. It's a hot, so the new hot word is it's a hot mess. You take hot and mess together, that's what you got. And it, and we do. It's crazy.
Well, we don't have a check
and balance. It is. It's crazy.
We don't.
There's no accountability.
No. Well, I ain't worried about accountability. I want them to be liable because that's what they are. You know, see, that's what I try and get away from. You say accountable, and that doesn't do anything because all I have to say, well, I'm sorry. But if you're liable, it's like, you're going to send me where? You know? But, and it's the same thing with that weather, you know? I mean, all the news companies nowadays, they want to get their money from their app, you know, their residual income. So, you know, 30, 40 years of me dealing strictly with a preset program where you get... a national and a regional and then a local radar, they don't even want to give you. And they're more into this future cast, so you really can't go by the weather. That's supposed to be a service to protect me, too, you know, from severe weather.
Yeah.
And I'm rural. And a lot of Americans are rural. And a lot of Americans, you know, I'm not into the 148. I got, you know... too many fried electronics from these storms anyhow. I gave up, girl. I mean, I literally gave up on electronics. I got a half a dozen computers that have been fried with EMF lightning strikes.
I gotcha.
You know,
that's brutal.
Yeah, it just about bankrupt me, you know.
Yeah, of course. Of course, like you said, and especially you depend on that. If you're in a rural area, there's no question about that. Absolutely, Grim. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, and like I say, checks and balances.
Yeah, checks and balances. It's just it's a myth now. We did learn about it in history, Grim, at one point. I think I was in third grade. You probably were in third grade as well. But I don't see it. It's a whole different ball game out of D.C., and that's why so many of us get upset. You know, our hair stands on end. All right, hang with us. Much more coming your way as we roll it out here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Welcome back to America Tonight. A big shout out to all of you in those nooks and crannies. I am really excited about the guy that we have waiting in what I like to call our virtual green room. His name is Lloyd Bly, and he's with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services. And here's the deal. I was out speaking about what's your wow, and I think everybody has a wow. So he folds in nicely to this, it's your business. And he was the lucky winner of, you know, pulling out cards in a hat or a jar, I can't even remember what it was, to join us on America Tonight. And I'm sure he's probably already had his cup of coffee already, or maybe he doesn't even drink coffee. Hey, Lloyd, how are you?
I'm doing fine, Kate.
Are you a coffee guy?
Actually, I drank it for so many years, I had to change the tea after a while.
I love that. That, you know, more people are saying that they were diehard coffee people, and then they started to feel like the effects of coffee or caffeine or whatever, and then they switched to tea. You're like the 10th person, really, seriously, within 2 weeks that told me that. How interesting is that? All right, so... tell me about jumping into, you know, how did you get into the career that you find yourself in now? How did you get into that space? Because I bet you didn't start out there, did you?
No, actually, I didn't. I spent a long time, what some people call commercial. I was in heavy industry, manufacturing on a technical side, and spent a, what I call a career there, 40-some years, but... after a while, you get to kind of grow up there, and you decide, well, maybe I'll try something else. And for several years, I was thinking about the real estate market and how active it was, and I felt like with the number of people I had met over the years and the various experiences I had, that real estate just sounded very exciting to me.
So when you make that leap, like you say, 40 years in manufacturing, and you certainly have gotten to know lots of people in business, and you decide, okay, this is interesting to me. I'm going to take this leap. I'm going to do this. Is it kind of scary when you finally decide you're going to do it, or no, it's really exciting?
Well, I'm one of those people that is very detailed, and I read a lot, and because I have that background, I really evaluated several different opportunities and, second application, so to speak, and I felt very comfortable, actually, the more I thought about it. Heavy industry with some of the larger companies in the country, I moved around several times, so I was well familiar with that aspect of real estate buying and selling, and had an appeal to me.
Yeah. It's a hot time for real estate now, especially in Texas, you being in Texas. What is that? And they always say, as you watch real estate, that's one of the economic indicators as to how well we're doing in the country. Have you found that in certain areas, houses and commercial properties are just flying off the shelf, so to speak?
Yeah, exactly. And there really isn't just certain areas. I mean, I'm in Dallas, and Dallas-Fort Worth area is very hot. Some say it's white hot. It's just been really exciting.
Is it at that point when we say it's just white hot and people are excited about it, it's unbelievable, is that the kind of, is that what we call where people are literally calling you? They see a property, they see your name somewhere, boom, and you're getting the calls, and you're getting a lot of incoming instead of so much of you beating the shoe leather.
Well, yeah, we do see quite a bit of that, for sure. Our office is very active, and we get many calls into it. I get calls directly also. But what's happening, of course, is there's such a demand. Housing inventory has fallen behind, and that makes the buyer even more nervous, so to speak, in trying to get a home that they're looking for.
So, in other words, then it's a great time if you're selling a house, because if somebody wants to get in, and do you find in your experience, if somebody wants it, they want it no matter what, and they try whatever they have to do to try to get into that place?
Well, they really do. Many houses are selling more than the list price, and it becomes very competitive amongst buyers on the bidding side as to just where they're going to bid over the list price. That's a different market. Really unusual in a way. I haven't seen it that heavy before in my years.
Is there a certain price point? What's the hottest price point for people listening? I think that's interesting. Is it in the 400 to 500 range or more, or 200 range or less, or what's the sweet spot, I guess?
Well, I think there's several of them. There's still a lot of buyers that are looking under 200, and that is it's an extremely tight market for those people that are in that particular buying area. But in the 350 to 550 range is extremely hot. That's a huge area in the Dallas Metroplex. You know, with all the large businesses moving in, many of those people are buying in that area. We've got these large companies coming in from California and consolidation of headquarters and whatnot. So that price range, 350 to say 500, is very high.
What would you tell somebody, and because I think this is such useful information for people all over the country, what would you tell somebody to look for when they're buying a house? Is there like a list you should put together of, okay, when you go in, think about this. Here's some things to think about. What do you tell people?
Well, oddly enough, maybe it depends on their age, too. The younger folks need a little more guidance sometimes, just to help them along into what the house has, first of all, I have them sit down so that we can talk about what they're really looking for. Are you just looking for a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, or 4-bedroom, whatever? Did you want a family room, dining room? You know, a lot of people do away with dining rooms these days. Do you want a porch? I mean, go through the whole thing with them. Make sure that we're all on the same page, because, of course, that helps me as a realtor in finding. I have to understand thoroughly what they really want so that we can find what they want, because there's so many opportunities, there's so many options But now the older buyers, usually they pretty well know what they want. They've moved two or three times maybe. They know pretty much what they're looking for in layout and design and energy efficiency. And so they're a little different market to handle.
Yeah, it's interesting how you broke that down, because you're right. It depends, first time versus somebody who's flipping something over versus somebody who is, you know, maybe in their third house even. And, you know, and speaking of flipping, that's also very hot, where a group of people get together and they're investors and they're buying properties. Have you seen a lot of that?
We see quite a bit of that. It was really hot this last year and a half, 2 years, as we came out of the recession. And that has actually caused some problems for the so-called single buyers, independent buyers, because they're looking for homes to buy at equally good prices. And some of that market has gone away. So it's actually increased prices for those folks.
Yeah. I've always wondered this. When you're in the real estate side of it, when you're, you know, you see all these properties, sometimes do you see these properties and you think, man, I really want this. I wish I just had a spare, you know, $2 million and I would buy this house and I would buy that. I think I would fall in love with some of these houses that I was showing, frankly. Do you find that happens to you, Lloyd?
I definitely do, right? That's, you really get the itch to want to jump into them, because there are a lot of very nice homes and properties out there.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. So I mentioned that I did this speech and you were there for What's Your Wow. What is your wow? Is your wow the fact that you made the jump that we talked about, and you went from a career that was, you know, was going on for 40 years and you decided, man, this is now I'm jumping into something else and I think this is the right move. Was that your wow, making that switch?
You know, I think my wow is the company that I work for, Berkshire Hathaway Homes. And because I have so many, I can become a one-stop shop with, because we're part of Berkshire Hathaway and because we're part of what's called Penn Fed Credit Union, too, which is very unusual for, you know, a realtor to have that. To me, that gives me a lot of flexibility to help my clients, help them where they would find a better mortgage in my house, so to speak. And there's a lot of other advantages, too, that new cars that they can buy through the credit union, that type of thing. So most realtors don't have that to add. And when I put that together, of course, that's separate from me being a realtor, but it sure does help me in provide more services to my clients.
Yeah. All right. I love that. One house, under one house, that does make it easier. Lloyd Bly, Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Penn Fed Realty, Texas. Thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
Thank you very much, Kate. I really appreciate it.
Thanks.
They sleep in a coma. Yeah, yeah, yeah. They speak in a code I don't understand.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit two per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
I'll write this to you in reverse. Someone better call a hearse. I can see it all for you. Just a few glimpses now that life all's gone. Pulling my wings and I'm all gone. I've seen it in your eyes.
All right, I say this constantly, so I feel like a parrot, but it's so true. I am overwhelmed by the amount of email that we get on America Tonight. You know, I worked in New York and Dallas and big markets and different times where I was working during the day. Certainly we got email, but nothing like the avalanche of email that I get from all of you listening to America Tonight. And bravo, I appreciate it because it's, I think, something that you think about. A lot of you are downloading America Tonight at GCNLive.com, which is great because you're listening to it at different times of the day if you missed it or you have different schedules and whatnot. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And remember, for the rest of you hearing this for the first time, if you want to unload on something, one event, you want to go deeper into whatever it is that infuriates you, you can send me an email at americatonight.net. On that note, let's check those emails.
You have mail, mistress.
So this one from Jimmy, who says, Kate, did you see Chris Christie the other day when he was on James Fallon's show? He is definitely running, and of course we already know that. I do have to say this. He does have that Jersey glibness that I kind of like of the funny, where he pokes fun at himself, and he's able to poke fun at things that are going on in his life. But I don't think he would make a good president anyway. And I absolutely don't think that he'll get the nomination. So I wonder, is, you know, this about something else? Do you think he could become the VP candidate? Do you think he's somebody that'll be on the same ticket as the person who ultimately wins the nomination for the Republicans? Boy, I don't know. I mean, that's a good question. I would have said that a year ago. I would have said, well, when he first came out and there wasn't, you know, there were other people talking about, oh, I'd like, I'm looking down the road at 2016. I'm interested in that. He didn't, there wasn't a lot of takers then. You know, when Henry Kissinger went to see him and talked him into, hey, you should think about running for president and all that during the whole Mitt Romney stuff and perhaps have run then. There was a lot of excitement about Chris Christie. He was on the cover of a lot of magazines, and people liked his energy and funniness and whatnot. But then people in New Jersey said, well, wait a second, he's not your governor, and you don't know this, this, and this. And then other stories started to happen. The bridge thing happened. So my answer is that I absolutely agree. He doesn't win the nomination. Does he end up as a VP? I don't think so. I don't think he ends up as the VP at all. It depends on who gets it, but I don't think he would have the draw. You think of the areas where you need to really make some noise, and it depends on who gets it as to who the other person is. But like a Marco Rubio, if he doesn't get it, maybe he's on the VP list. I'm not sure. But would he want to be the VP over a senator? It's going to be interesting. It's actually much more fascinating than I thought it originally would be heading toward this next election, because it's really, really wide open. How about this one from Charlie, who says, Kate, did you happen to see the story about some of the security lapses that they found at Bush 1's place at his home? What is going on with the Secret Service, whether they are covering our retired guys or the people who currently occupy 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue? There seems to be a big problem with the Secret Service. Yeah, there was a huge story in the Washington Post that where they talked about they had an alarm at Bush's house George H.W. Bush's house, the first one, like you said. And they didn't fix this alarm. They had these repairs that weren't fixed. So there was a broken alarm at the Houston house, and they finally fixed it. But it had been a long time. It was like over a year. And then they also reviewed other things in the main house, and it also had alarms that needed to be fixed. It's like, what do they do? What do they think? They're like regular Americans? Hey, we don't feel like paying for our alarm. Let's just have it, like the signs up, and let's not pay the alarm. I mean, but in all seriousness, that's a lot. I mean, that's a lot to have an ex-president in two different places where you don't even have the alarm system up. And they said during the period, they had an extra agent who patrolled the property that some of the Secret Service were questioning whether that made up for the absence of any kind of an alarm. They needed technology upgrades and security. And so then, of course, when this happens, then the Department of Homeland Security says, oh, yes, it's, you know, this is one of our top priorities. This is a top priority for the new Secret Service Director, Joe Clancy. Give me a break. I mean, everywhere we turn, there are problems with the Secret Service. To replace a failing system for more than a whole year of an ex-president that where you're a sitting target for any nutball? Wow. This is an area where I think Democrats and Republicans can agree. This is ridiculous. I mean, there is such mismanagement with the Secret Service. Joe Clancy, boy, you better just get a list on your desk of every single thing and every single person the Secret Service has to do with and go through it. Have an accountability session. Because there's just more and more that continues to drop. It's crazy. Yes, crazy. All right, this one from William, who says, Kate, Hillary Clinton absolutely is going to be the nominee for the Dems, which I think is hilarious because I believe that maybe she could have won in 2008, but the Democrats messed her over by pulling in Obama early. I don't think that she wins this election. I don't even know if it's close, and I guess it depends on who the GOP ends up selecting. But also on the Democratic side of things, there is no challenger. There's no sizzle. There's no excitement. There's no one to debate. You think they're going to force Biden to jump into the race just to make it look good? Well, if I'm Joe Biden, I certainly would be not wanting to be in that position. But, you know, it goes back to the whole ego thing. I said this the other day. Somebody visits you, somebody high up in the party, and they tell you how fabulous you are and how you really do have a shot at it. And, gosh, the party loves you and people like you and you'd make a tremendous president. Your ego starts to swell up and you think of the power that you would, you know, command, and this is the ultimate seat after doing XYZ in politics for so long. And I think people get talked into it. They get excited about it, get talked into it, and so sure, there will be other people that will throw their name into the ring, but there's nobody that gets by Clinton unless Clinton stepped away on her own. If somebody had the goods on Clinton, like not innuendo and not even this book that's coming out, something where they could really, they nailed it with something that you couldn't get around, well then of course, like we've seen with other candidates who dump out of different races, but I don't think they're going to find it. I really don't. I don't think that's going to happen. All right. Then we move on to this one. This one from Alex, who asks a key question. How about this? Loretta Lynch, Kate. I don't know that I would be a fan of hers or not, but I frankly feel like you do for a long time. I remember listening to you years ago, and you said that Eric Holder was a liability, not just to the country, but also to Obama, and you would have pink-slipped him a long time ago. Now he's a lame duck. I say just get this confirmation done and let's go. You know, it's so funny because Loretta Lynch, she's in now. There's no question. The Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell pushed for it. It's all happening. They got over the hurdle of what was a problem. Human trafficking bill was a huge problem. What was a problem with amendments and things they were trying to stick to things? Playing politics, and now it's just a done deal. It's a done deal. So it was crazy, though, how long it took for this to happen, because it was over 160 days. So having Eric Holder as the lame duck, I'll say lame duck, but as the attorney general after he resigned for that long of a period is just insanity. It's just insanity, isn't it? All right, how about this one from Chip? Hey, Delaney, I've been listening for a while. I've meant to email you, and every single time, you know how it is, something else gets in the way. So finally I decided I'm just going to send this email, and that's it. So I find that what's happening with healthcare is absolutely appalling in this country. You did a story on your last show where you talked about 11% is the cost that's gone up for most people, out-of-pocket cost, and also for the employers too as well, that on all sides of this everybody was getting hit. And I don't understand that there was so much excitement for the Affordable Care Act and then we get this dumped on us and look what's happened. Would things have risen that quickly? I'm gonna say no. Because even if healthcare costs went up and out of pocket money went up, it would have never gotten to this point so quickly. So let's hope that something eases the pain of the burden that we're all feeling when it comes to our health, especially when there's such a great big push to do preventative measures so that we don't all fall apart and get these horrific diseases and things that seem to be multiplying at rapid rates. What do you think? Oh, absolutely. I agree with you 100%. 11% was shocking to hear that, but not surprising because I've seen it. I've seen what's going on with people being dumped out of employers' roles, and then you're on the plan and you can't believe it because it's so different from what you had in years past. And it's you understand that healthcare costs would go up, but not to the amount, and the deductibles are insane. So the good news was the pre-existing and for some people who couldn't get healthcare, but not for the middle class, really. That's where the squeeze was on, as I've said many times. All right, that's it for, once again, another edition of Checking Your Mail. Remember, you can always email us, americatonight.net.
Attention taxpayers. If you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
All gathered round, they gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone, bad to the bone, bad to the bone, bad.
All right, as we skid across the finish line for this hour of America Tonight, talking about a couple of things that we kick things off with the money game. Of course, the Clintons deepen the money getting the donations for the PACs, but also having some splaining to do with the Clinton Foundation. That story is dominating everything. And plus the Benghazi committee calling Hillary Clinton to testify twice. She's been called to testify before, and so now it's happening again. And she says she's going to do it. So, you know, and then we've got, sadly, the drone killings of the hostages. But Congressman Pete King says, listen, it's unavoidable, this accidental killing. It's terrible, but it's unavoidable that this happened. You know, often people will get upset over, well, we shouldn't be flying the drones, we shouldn't use drones, and the drones is the problem. Now we've got to come up with other ways to fight these wars, because U.S. law forbids purposely targeting, of course, American citizens, even if they are members of terrorist groups overseas. So remember that. And I mean, it's horrible for the relatives, there's no question about it, especially as they were, the American was a hostage taken by Al-Qaeda, and the same with the Italian guy is as well, but the president taking a lot of time to go over that, the fact that he was sorry that happened, obviously, but the family is, of course, devastated by the news, without a doubt. If you want to throw in, you can, 855-266-5283. We've got Dan listening to us in the great state of Texas. Hello, Dan.
You played my theme song.
Bad to the bone. I love that song.
That's me. Okay. I think our little girl Hillary and her little hubby Bill are going to go to jail.
You do. This is it.
I read a little bit, and I listened also to Rush today,
mm-hmm.
and he gave a point-by-point thing of why they are guilty of nothing less than treason. And I'm telling you, there's a whole lot of other shoes that are going to fall. And our boy, Mr. Obama, better back as far away from them as he can, and even have his new person in charge of dispensing justice with the Justice Department go after Hillary for the violations that she lied to even Obama about the contributions that was being made to the slush fund. And do you know that they only spend 15% of the money that they bring in, and they don't designate it for the charity fund that they have? They keep the money for themselves, and it's spread out through the largesse of the company as salaries for the people that are in it. Plus, 60% goes for other things that need to be taken
yes.
care of. And
yeah.
60% of other things is Chelsea, Bill, and Hillary. And we're talking in the neighborhood of $350 million, which you already know.
Yeah.
So
crazy.
And on the Petraeus thing, Mr. Obama's going to find out that he has no friends in the military. There's going to be some payback on that. Any way they can embarrass him, they will. He's got the CIA that is very upset with him. He's got a whole bunch of people looking for his scalp. And I don't think I'm even going to have to worry about impeachment. I think there may be something else in the works. There's too many people that know too much, and it's going to be a bad day for Jared and Obama before too long. I think all hell's about to break loose, especially with this Hillary debacle. I mean, my God, giving away American uranium to that
the Russian company,
Russian company, that is absolutely tantamount to treason. You do not give aid and comfort to an enemy or even a potential enemy. And Russia has never, never, never been our friend. What do you think?
Oh, I agree. I mean, there's no question that let's find out what more specifics on that. But I think that's a takedown move, except for that they know how to dance around things similar to this. But I don't know. Maybe they can't. Maybe this is the one time the Clintons get taken down, that this transparency thing doesn't matter, that this is it. They're going down.
Well, there's an old adage in the stock market that says bulls make money, bears make money, and pigs get slaughtered.
Yeah.
These pigs are about to go to market.
Yeah. I love that saying, pigs get slaughtered. Yep, absolutely.
Okay, that's all from me, babe.
All right, you have a great weekend. Thanks, Dan. And it's true, pigs get slaughtered. It is a saying. He's right about that. It's funny, one of the sharks, Mr. Wonderful, uses that a lot when he gets upset with some of the deals that people are proposing for their companies, for a piece of their companies. But This is going to be tough for the Clintons. It is. And I think that's why Chelsea Clinton was out front and saying that we're transparent, we're going to be transparent, and now all of a sudden they're doing something different with the taxes. This could be the shift. I still have seen the Clintons in action so much and have seen them really pull out some miracles, some rabbits out of the hat. So you never know. It's certainly possible that this will just, again, be another speed bump. But boy, you say uranium, Russian company, Secretary of State, Clinton Foundation, little murky there, folks. I don't know. How do you dance around that? What is that you can possibly say? How do you pull that off that you legally, this was fine and there were no favors done or the perception of favors anyway? How about this? I didn't even mention this. Three Republicans who a lot of times stand against Obama's foreign policy split Thursday on confirming Loretta Lynch as Attorney General in a Senate vote that came 6 months after her nomination. Arizona Senator John McCain was among 43 Republicans opposed to Lynch. The U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of New York, they rallied against Lynch's support for Obama's executive amnesty orders and other executive abuses as they see it, and said that right from the get-go, so that's true. McCain said it's the job of the U.S. Attorney General to represent the people of the United States and to do justice. It is not to serve as a policy instrument or cheerleader for the press. We had that with Holder. So it has to stop with this nomination. But Senators Lindsey Graham of South Carolina and a few other jumped in and joined the 56 Democrats to confirm her as the nation's first black female attorney general. Kelly Ayotte from New Hampshire was another one of those. Ayotte, and she said, I believe she's clearly qualified, has the necessary experience to serve as attorney general. Wonder if that'll bite her because she's facing re-election in 2016. But their split on the confirmation was pretty interesting. Pretty interesting to see how that went down. And Texas Senator Ted Cruz, who announced his Republican presidential candidacy last month, was traveling, so he didn't even vote in this. Remember, part of what set this up was a compromise on the trafficking bill, which was reached and approved on Wednesday, so that paved the way pretty much for the Lynch vote. But there were some Republicans who broke ranks and backed Lynch. Mark Kirk from Illinois, Ron Johnson from Wisconsin, Portman, remember he was considered to be a presidential contender and at one point, Rob Portman also, and also faces re-election, by the way, in 2016. All right, everybody, make it count, and thanks for listening to America Tonight.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.